Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phrenology report for the week of November 4th, 2023. My name is Xander and I'm your phrenologist for this week. On Tuesday the 7th, by lunchtime, we went from zero snow to a blanket of white snow on the ground at our school. Then we left at the end of the day and it had all melted. Miss Ralph has a sugar maple in her yard that has lost none of its leaves yet. They have turned and are rather dry, but they are still attached to the tree. There are two reasons that a tree does not drop its leaves. If it gets bitterly cold before the leaves naturally drop, the cold can kill the leaves immediately. In that instance, a tree doesn't have a chance to develop its obsession cells, so the dead leaves stay in place. The leaves will fall eventually, either from the weight of snow or from wind. If, however, the weather stayed warmer longer than normal, the tree never receives the signal to create obsession cells. So again, the leaves stay on the tree. They will remain on the tree until they eventually die, even if the weather gets colder after them. Penny has seen many squirrels across the parking lot by her house. She believes that they are preparing for the winter by adding to their caches. According to Discovery Planet Science, there is evidence that gray squirrels organize caches, putting different types of nuts into separate caches in a process called spatial chucking. Squirrels use their memory and excellent sense of smell to find these categorized caches. There have been many recent sightings of large flocks of juncos at our school. They are small songbirds which are commonly found in North America and are currently migrating. Sally is surprised that a pair of geese has not yet migrated from her field and pond area from her backyard. Miss Ruff saw a large mosquito in her house on Monday the 6th. The Asian beetles that we had all stopped seeing in our homes last week were once again active this week. Sunday, November 5th at 2 a.m. local times, our clocks went back an hour part of a twice annual time change that affects most but not all Americans. We also had 17 minutes less of daylight this week compared to last week. Lastly, we would like to acknowledge John Latimer for his 40 years of sharing love and knowledge of phrenology on the radio of students. Our sixth grade classes have learned how to be more observant of the natural world and appreciate its wonder around them that is ever-changing due to the teachings of Mr. Latimer. Congratulations, Mr. Latimer. This concludes the phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.